I flew over a couple of days ago to London. I actually quite like airports, mainly because the funniest thing I've ever seen happened in an airport. It was in Gatwick. There was a Ryanair plane and an Aer Lingus plane going from adjacent gates back to Dublin at the same time. And the Ryanair plane was delayed and the Aer Lingus plane was on time. And Aer Lingus started to take the piss out of Ryanair in their announcements. It was magnificent. All they did was make the announcements just after Ryanair. That was it. So it was like, bing bong! Ryanair would like to apologise for the late departure of flight FR122 back to Dublin. It will be a considerable delay as the aircraft has not left Dublin yet. To get here, I'd like to apologise once again for this considerable delay. Bing bong! Aer Lingus are delighted to announce the on-time departure of flight EIEIO back to the homeland. You get what you pay for, I suppose. And they kept doing it. Bing bong! This is a Ryanair gate change announcement. We're going through gate B12 and the aircraft does land. B12. Bing bong! Aer Lingus would like to remind Ryanair that they can use our gate as we'll be finished with it in about 5 minutes. Boarding for our flight will commence in order of height. Beckett, why not try something new? We've loads of time. We have loads of time. Aer Lingus would like to ask Ryanair, would they like us to leave a key out for them, as it'll be very late. By the time they get to Dublin Airport, your dinner's in the oven. Please don't wake up the sniffer dog. The alarm code is 1916, as always. What they should have done was lull them into a false sense of security. No announcements for 20 minutes, and then hit them with, bing bong. Mary, it's my turn. I know I'm going to... Aer Lingus has read the recent report of the British Geological Society stating due to tectonic activity in the Earth's crust, the island of Britain is moving closer to the island of Ireland at a rate of 1 inch per year, and we think that Ryanair passengers might be better off waiting for those two to join... and walking home at this stage. It was absolutely hilarious. Would have been funnier if I wasn't on the feckin' Ryanair plane.
This is the autopsy report. Rock and Metal Radio Show for Metal. Prepare to be dissected.
Hello to you out there, this is Helwick and I'm welcoming you to another Autopsy Report Rock and Metal Radio Show. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you're doing okay out there. I'm doing pretty much alright here, thank you very much. We've got a great show coming up for you. And, yeah, great band of the week, brilliant classic rock track, stick around for all of them, and around them we have a couple of hours of great hard rock and heavy metal, courtesy of our friends in labels and bands around this globe. We're going to start with a band from Germany and Norway. They are called Leaves Eyes, and this is their new single. It's called Forged by Fire.
seeks hope in a minefield. She's explosive, corrosive, no care how you feel. That evil woman, she's got your car. She'll laugh as you drown while you're getting hard. Don't be all bad news, go get you singing the blues. If evil was a color, she's all the news. Stone Cold Shocker.
That was your first block on this week's Autopsy Report. We started with Leaves Eyes from Germany and Norway and their new single Forged by Fire. That track is out now. It's taken from the upcoming album Myths of Fate, which is released in 2024, both by AFM Records, and their Facebook page is Leaves Eyes Official. Then from Stockholm in Sweden, we have Diamonds and Guns and So Long Chicago. That's their new single. It's taken from their new EP, Making Cash for Heartless Crooks. Both are out now via Sound Pollution Distribution, and their Facebook page is Diamonds and Guns Band. Then from Gothenburg in Sweden, we have Velveteen Queen and Barrel of a Gun. That's their new single. That is out now. Their Facebook page is velveteenqueen.gbg. Then we went to Spokane in Washington for Fate Defined and Your Own Hell. That's their new single. Their Facebook page is Fate Defined Official. Then from Boston in Massachusetts, we have Inverter and Stone Cold Shocker. That's that track is from the band Sonic Vandalism album, out now on Salt of the Earth Records, and their Facebook page is Inverter Boston. And last on the block from Finland, we have Standing Crew and Waiting For You. That's their new single. It's out now via Soda Records, and their Facebook page is Standing Crew The Band. Starting off your second block, we have a band from Brescia, or Brescia in Italy. They're called Ignis Absconditus, and this is their new single, Mr. Smith.
Silent the wheel. himself in the head. Her dad, Peter, the floor is red. I find that Tina is dead. She weeps, no more blood to be shed. His time's come. Time's come.
That was your second block on this week's Autopsy Report. We started with Ignis Absconditus from Brescia in Italy, or Brescia. Either way, that was their new single. It's called Mr. Smith. It is out now via My Kingdom Music, and their Facebook page is Ignis Absconditus. Then from Valencia in Spain, Asimar and Sententia. This track is taken from the band's album Corona Des Examus, I think, released November 17th via Neha Sonido Records. Again, I'm sorry if I'm getting these wrong. Their Facebook page is asimar.band. Then from Dublin in the Republic of Ireland, Desperity and Tina. Their Instagram is Desperity Band. Then from Brisbane in Australia, or Brisbane if you want to pronounce it properly, Sound Affliction and The Path. That's their new single. It's out on the 15th, and their Facebook page is Sound Affliction Band. Then from High Peak, Derbyshire in England, Embers Ignite and Humanity Crumbles. Their Facebook page is Embers Ignite UK. Then from Chicago, Illinois, we have Rain of Fire with Rain of Fire. Their website is rof.rocks. And last on the block, from Serbia, we have Jenna and No Time for Prayer. That's taken from Prove Them Wrong, released or will be released in January via Fighter Records. And their Facebook page is Jenna Serbia. And now, my friends, it's time for this. Na-da, na-da,
na-da. Vicious Enterprises.
Band of the Week.
The band we've got for you this week, for your Band of the Week, are from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They're called Leaping the Bull. And they are Ian Hemmy on bass, keyboards and vocals, and Kane Cross on percussion. Now, they don't really have a lot of a bio. They just say, Leaping the Bull is a rock duo, much like Royal Blood, but more aggressive, formed in 2019, 6 months before the pandemic screwed us all over. Yeah. But anyway, we've got their track. It is called Siren Head. So this is Siren Head by Leaping the Bull.
We'll be right back.
That was your band of the week for this week. They're called Leaping the Bull. They're from Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania. Their track is called Siren Head, and you can find them on their Facebook page, which is Leaping the Bull. For your third block this week, we have three bands on the Wormhole Death Records label. The first one is from Grand Est in France. They're called Damnationis, and this is The Fallen Princess.
Pleasure and pain, I leave my life of sorrow and boredom. To the darkness, I offer my soul and sacrifice my privileges. I have no regrets. I am the fallen princess.
Thank you. I can't help my- won't stop right now. I deny what it takes.
Alright folks, that was your third block for this week's show. As I say, all three were from Wormhole Death Records. The first track is from Grand Est in France. They're called Damnationis. The track is called The Fallen Princess. It's the title track from the new album out now, and the Facebook page is Damnationis. Then from Finland we have Arched Fire and Wings of Chrome. That's taken from the second full-length album, Trust Betrayal, out now, and their Facebook page is Official Arched Fire. And then last on the block from Milan in Italy, we had Little Pig and Uncle Jack. This is the new third single from the band's self-titled album, which is out now, and their Facebook page is Little Pig Grunge Band. Right, we're going to start off your fourth and your final block on this week's show with a band from Los Angeles, California. They're called Stages of Decomposition, and this is Skid Row Slasher.
Population, give us the Lord and let us do the world of good. Oh, it in the sand, but dream about the past you'll never understand. That here we are, we can have the reckless crown. We must bear a child of time, like it was yours.
I'm
All right, folks, you have just heard your fourth and your final block on this week's Autopsy Report. We started with Stages of Decomposition from Los Angeles in California with their track Skid Row Slasher. That's their new single. It's taken from Raptures of Psychopathy, will be released, February 2024 by Gorehouse Productions, and their Facebook page is Stages of Decomposition. Then from Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, we have Sublation and Congenital Putrescence. This is the opening track from the band's new EP entitled On the Advancement of Decay, which is out now, and their Facebook page is Sublation Band. Then we go to Switzerland for Illumishade, and Here We Are. That's their new single. It is out now. It's taken from Another Side of You, which will be released February 16th of next year, both via Napalm Records, and their Facebook page is Illumishade. Then we go to Bloomington, Indiana, for Bastion Rose and Coming For You. That's the latest single. It's taken from the band's new EP, Fade To Blue, which is released February 23rd via Epitronic, who they recently signed with, so good on you guys. Their Facebook page is Bastion Rose Music. Then from South Carolina, we have Antonio Taylor and Vice Grip. That's their new single, and their Facebook page is AT3500. Then from Split in Croatia, we have Ewinia, I think, but their track is called Never Again. It's taken from the new second album, Another World, which is out now, and their Facebook page is Ewinia Official, E-W-I-N-I-A-R, Official. Then from Chichester in England, last on the block, we have Spudgun Assassins and Crazy World. That's their new single. It is out now, and their Facebook page is Spudgun Assassins. Got one more track to go, which is our classic rock track, but before I mose off into the sunset and play that and, you know, close up shop for another week, just want to say some thank yous. First off, Vicious Enterprises for the use of their servers, then all the radio stations that pick up and play the show, then I would like to thank all the bands, labels and PR people who send us the killer tracks every week, and then all you lovely listeners out there for listening in. So if it wasn't for everyone involved, we wouldn't have a show. If you want to get us on social media, we've got a Facebook page, we've got an Instagram page, and we have a Mixcloud account with all our old shows on it, from Graeme's show to My Dead Tapes to me hosting this. All three shows are at Autopsy Radio. So please go check us out, like, subscribe and all that good stuff if you want. If you want to send us a message, you can. If I don't get back to you as soon as, I apologise, but life isn't getting in the way. But I do check the messages from time to time. Like I say, all three are at Autopsy Radio. Okay. Now we've got one more track to go. It's from an English supergroup formed in 1973 by members of Free, Mott the Hoople and King Crimson. In their career, they released 12 studio albums, the first three going into the top 5 in the US and UK album charts, and they have sold 20 million RIAA certified albums in the US and 40 million albums worldwide. This is the second track from the band's debut self-titled album, released May 24th, 1974, on Ireland in the UK and Swansong in the US. The personnel are Simon Kirk on drums, Boz Burrell on bass, Mick Ralphs on lead guitar, and Paul Rogers on vocals. So, all I have to do now is say I have been Helwick. This has been the Autopsy Report Rock and Metal Radio Show for another week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you in 7 days. You guys stay safe, take it easy, and I will leave you in the capable hands of Bad Company with Rocksteady. Good night.
You have been listening to the